This year, more than 50 people in New Zealand have been hospitalised with measles. And 2019 isn't just a blip, it's the fourth such outbreak in a single decade. Blame is often apportioned to hardline anti-vaxxers, but researchers say an immunity gap is in fact allowing the disease to flourish. RNZ's Kate Newton has been looking into the issue and she joins us now to explain a bit more. Hello there, Kate.
Hi, Emil.
What got you interested in this topic in the first place?
I guess this goes back a few years to when I was a full-time health reporter and I reported quite extensively on the 2011 epidemic, which is going back to two outbreaks now. So there was this year's outbreak and then 2014 and then 2011. And so I became quite interested in sort of epidemiology and infectious diseases and did quite a lot of reporting on that and looking at the sort of where's and you know, wherefores and whys of New Zealand's kind of low immunisation rates, which actually since I have started reporting on it have increased a lot in the last decade.
Mm. So what are immunisation rates in New Zealand like at the moment?
So they're pretty good now if you look at childhood immunisation rates. The Ministry of Health, because of health targets that were introduced under the previous national government, put a real focus on making sure that young children were fully vaccinated. A target of 95% was set for all two-year-olds, so 95% of all two-year-olds to be fully vaccinated. And that was a target that it's the International World Health Organization target, which is designed around measles. Measles is incredibly infectious. Mm. And so that 95% is what the World Health Organization says that you need within, you know, a cohort or a group of people to maintain herd immunity and make sure that measles doesn't spread. So we're sitting at about 91% of all two-year-olds being fully vaccinated at the moment. That has dropped off a little bit in the last couple of years. It did get up to about 93% in kind of 2014 through to 2016, but it's much, much better than it was even a decade ago, where it was sitting at around 85% or 83%, I think the national rate was.
Okay, and so is that are those low rates from a decade or even more than a decade ago, are they what leads to this idea of this immunity gap?
Yeah, that's right. So when we talk about this immunity gap, there are different kind of dates that are put around it, but in general we're talking about a group of people who were born between 1982 in 2007, and within that group, there's a group that has particularly low rates, and they are people that were born between 1991, I believe, and around 2007. So they're people that are aged 12 to about 28 now, so sort of older teens through to young adults.
Okay, and why weren't these people vaccinated as kids?
So there's a few different reasons for that. I was talking to Nikki Turner, who's the director of the Immunisation Advisory Centre. They do a lot of research around vaccination rates and how to get them up. There are two main things that she talks about and that other researchers talk about. The first one, which is the one that gets a lot of publicity, is this idea of the Wakefield effect. This is named after Andrew Wakefield, who was the sort of author or the lead researcher on a study, or it was actually a case review, that was published back in 1998 in The Lancet, which listeners may know is a very, very well-regarded, globally known medical journal. Mm. And that study linked the MMR vaccine to autism. It was thoroughly discredited in the years that followed. Nobody in kind of a good, well-designed study has been able to replicate those results. Andrew Wakefield himself was actually deregistered, but that kind of myth or that link has persisted, and it's still possible to find people kind of espousing that link on the internet and on social media. The other reason, which is cited by Nikki Turner and others, is actually the main reason that most people were not vaccinated in New Zealand, is that simply our programs and our vaccination schedule was not fit for purpose. For a very long time, people in New Zealand were only given one MMR or measles-containing vaccine. That was subsequently deemed to not actually be sufficient. You get about 95% immunity if you have that vaccine, but a second booster shot takes you up to about 99%. So a second shot was added, but that was not done until later. And compounding that, we also had no national register. There's now a national immunisation register that was introduced in 2005, which basically keeps a central digital record of which child has received which vaccine and when they were given it. That didn't exist for a very, very long time. So actually, most of the time, the only records of anyone's immunisation schedule or program or what they got is either kept at a GP's office or in your Plunket or your Well Child book. People don't necessarily hang on to those. People may not necessarily remember. People move, so their records do not necessarily follow them from GP to GP. And so we simply don't know for a lot of people whether or not they were ever fully vaccinated.
So for this sort of generation, these sort of 12 to 27-year-olds, many of whom, 15 to 19 out of every 100 of whom were not vaccinated, what complications does that bring about today?
In order, as I mentioned earlier, for a country or a group of people to have what we call herd immunity against measles, which is you have enough people vaccinated that it basically stops a single case spreading to anyone else, that herd immunity level is 95%. We have a large group of people, you know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of people, potentially up to 400,000 people in New Zealand who are either not fully immunised or we don't have records of them being fully immunised. And so you get a case coming into New Zealand from overseas because that's at the moment the only way that measles gets to New Zealand. We don't have endemic measles. That is, there's not sort of measles that's just circulating all of the time in the population. But we get these cases coming in from overseas, and we simply don't have that herd immunity across the general New Zealand population to stop those cases from spreading. And so therefore, you get these outbreaks of the likes that we're seeing at the moment, where it starts spreading among a population of people who are not, you know, not vaccinated enough. And you can see that in the numbers, actually. I think it's something like two-thirds of the cases in this current outbreak are among people in their teens to kind of up to 40 years old.
Oh, okay. So almost acting inadvertently as sort of measles sleeper agents, in a sense.
Yeah, something like that.
What can we actually do about this? Can you immunise somebody who is 27 years old and didn't get the measles shot when they were two? What is this? Can we rectify this, I suppose?
Well, sure, if you can get them to a GP's office and they're willing and able. So I guess the big problem to start off is that we don't have a record of who's immunised and who's not. So that's a bit of a problem. There has been research that was done that was actually funded by the Ministry of Health, and it was carried out by Massey University researchers. This was done a couple of years ago. And they estimated that of those kind of roughly 400,000 people in New Zealand who may not be immune to measles, if you were able to vaccinate 100,000 people in that population, then you could probably get the overall immunity rate in New Zealand up to about probably 92 or 93%, still a little beneath the World Health Organization target, but probably high enough that in a country like New Zealand where you don't have endemic or kind of homegrown, if you like, measles circulating, that would probably be enough to, you know, prevent most outbreaks.
Yeah. So I guess it's an issue of sort of personal responsibility, knowing
and
finding out whether you have been vaccinated, and also increasing the uptake of parents vaccinating their children as well.
Well, yeah. So that's one thing. So I guess there's the softly approach, which is basically just sort of raising public awareness and hoping that people come into their GPs and ask, or, you know, get their records checked if they're still available, or if they're not, then get those booster shots if they're not sure, if they don't have a clear vaccination record. The other way, which is I think really what Nikki Turner and other researchers are advocating, is actually to have a formal catch-up program. So you would actually go back through old GP records if you could. You would specifically target people. You would recall them to general practice and say, hey, you're between the ages of 12 and 28. We'd really like you to come in and get this booster shot. If you are not clear in your own mind, or if your parents are not clear that you had two shots, that would obviously require a lot more time and a lot more money, but that is one way of doing it. And then, again, there is that issue of keeping up those vaccination rates in younger age groups. And the Ministry of Health, I mean, we can talk about their response to this, has said that they're, you know, kind of not opposed to a formal catch-up program, but actually at the moment their focus is on maintaining those very high rates that they've achieved in the childhood immunisation program, so that we don't go on and create yet another immunity gap if those rates fall off.
Yeah, how interesting. This is something that's going to go and go and go, I suppose, isn't it? It's a multi-generational issue.
Yeah, because I mean, I suppose the risk is that there's a certain group of very small children. The first measles vaccine is not given until 15 months of age. So actually, if you have kind of measles circulating in an older population, that then creates a risk for those very young children who are not old enough to have the measles vaccine, but, you know, are much more likely to come into contact with the measles infection.
Yeah, interesting. Great stuff. Well, hey, thanks so much for that, Kate. That's RNZ's Kate Newton. Really appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks.